There's been an appeal launch, which I'm happy to say the ABC is now an official supporter of. That's the Lord Mayor's Distress Relief Fund for the Gascoyne and Midwest Floods Appeal. The Lord Mayor is Lisa Scafidi, and she joins us on Lowen now. Hello, Ms. Scafidi.
Good morning, Babs. How are you?
Very well. I'm well. I'm sort of glad I'm down here and not up there. I don't suppose you've been to the region, Lisa. You've been more looking at it on the TV, but no doubt feeling for them like we all are.
Look, really sad. At this time of year particularly, it's exacerbated by the fact that we want everybody to be celebrating. But look, I'm very proud that the Lord Mayor Distress Relief Fund has swung into full gear as of the announcement of this area being a natural disaster. And we've been the recognised fund since 1960 for the quick collection and dispersal of all funds collected for that cause. And we have a board that's ready to meet now over the holidays, myself included. If I'm needed up there, I would happily go up there. But at the moment, probably I'm best served just coordinating the board activities and dispersal of money as it's collected.
So how will that money be dispersed?
Oh, obviously, we work very closely with the shires up in that region, and we distribute forms, or the affected people can certainly put claims in via their own local governments for assistance. And then obviously, as the money's collected, we then disperse it to those people who have certainly expressed a need for some support.
Do you think, we've talked about some of the people in the town, but when we're talking about support for the major farms and the big pastoral stations, will any of that funding go to them?
Absolutely. Everyone is entitled to some funding at such a horrific time. And I'm just glad that this exposure is there for the fund, and people can donate to any Bankwest branch, or if they're in the city of Perth, go into the council house and make cash or cheque donations across our counter.
I'll certainly give that out again, the Bankwest and the council house. How do the funds come in to the people up there? Will you put it into their accounts, or will they have to go into the post office? It's the mechanics, I know, but it's interesting to know how these things will work.
Yeah, look, it does work very quickly once we get monies to disperse, but the board will arrange to meet probably, if not before Christmas, immediately after Christmas, and we will certainly, you know, disperse the funds according to those who've expressed interest in being a recipient for the funds, and we work very closely with the shires. The money's usually transferred into their account, and I mean, taking the 2J bushfires as an example from last Christmas New Year, you know, immediately we were able to give each of the affected parties $3,000 to match the government's funding, the state government's funding of $3,000. So, you know, if someone can get that kind of money immediately, I'm sure it will help a little bit, although if they've lost everything, it's still going to be a tough road for them.
Are these donations tax deductible, do you know?
Oh, of course, they are tax deductible.
Definitely. Yes. Okay, I'll give out the details for that. Lisa Scafidi, thank you.
Oh, pleasure. Take care.
Perth Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi and the Lord Mayor's Distress Relief Fund for the Gascoyne for the floods appeal. You can donate to Bankwest. Look, I've got a BSB, but I don't think you know account number. Go into Bankwest or call us here. And you know our number, of course, 1300 222 720. We can give you details. I think we could probably put those details on the webs on the Facebook page. Annie's nodding at me. That would be a really good way for you to just flip it across on your internet account. Or you can go into Council House on St. George's Terrace in Perth.